Quiz, the game that tests your wits. And here's your host, Tom O'Connor.
Speaking about things they've seen on the TV. Speaking about things insensibly. They're watching rubbish show so that you don't have to. Then they'll watch another. They'll watch with mothers. Okay.
Right, hello listeners. Well, you should still be listening, having just heard our attempt at, what was it?
Lucky Ladders, welcome back. Welcome back after that 2 minute wait. Or, well, it won't even be that, will it, with our jingles? It'll be, half a minute?
Something like that. But if you are coming to this fresh, just to explain...
You've done it wrong.
Yeah, you've done everything wrong, basically. But welcome, all the same. We're just going to be running through some classic quiz shows... just giving you our interpretation of them, basically. So, what's on the agenda for today?
Well, on the agenda for today, which is, like I say, about half a minute after the last one, if you're doing it properly, is Crosswits.
Hey!
Hooray! Remember Crosswits?
Tom O'Connor.
Tom O'Connor, indeed, but originally hosted by Barry Cryer.
Ah, the king of comedy.
Yeah, he's indeed. I don't know why he's the king of comedy, but he is the king of comedy, apparently.
Everyone seems to go to him for the last word on comedy, don't they?
Well, that's it. He's the grand old man of comedy, but I don't know what for. Didn't he work, I think, I might be right in thinking, didn't he work with John Cleese and all that like at one stage?
On the Frost Report, and he also did some Two Ronnie sketches, I'm sure about that.
Right, well, hats off to him then.
Yeah, he's definitely a big figure.
Well, fair enough. But anyway, we're not talking about him. We're talking about Tom O'Connor. He used to be an English teacher.
Did he?
Yeah, he used to be an English teacher, and then he took up stand-up comedy. And then, of course, he got to be the host of Crosswits, which everybody loved. Everybody.
Is he the one who had a whack on the head and forgot all his jokes?
No, I thought that was Bob Monkhouse when he had all his notes stolen.
Who had the whack on the head then? Was that Leslie Crowther?
Could have been Leslie Phillips.
Let's crack on anyway.
Right, okay. Right, so for the purposes of this, I'm assuming you know the rules and regulations of Crosswits?
Something to do with crosswords, I presume?
Yeah. You're given a crossword. You're also given a celebrity person to do it with, but I think we'll abandon that idea.
Yeah, because then I'd have to be... Well, do you remember when you tried to be Richard and Judy?
That was very successful.
Yeah, but you've got a bigger head than me.
Well, that's not very nice, is it?
Well, I can't accommodate two personalities at once, is all I'm saying.
Right, whereas I'm insane and can. Is that what you're saying?
Well, let's move on from that, because that's just going to start an argument. Presumably, I have to draw some sort of grid
on
my pad.
Yes, I mean, if you'd like to do that now, if you draw a grid of squares...
That's going to take ages.
Well, you don't have to draw a grid of squares. I mean, can't you just... I could give you the answers.
Well, that would defeat the point, wouldn't it?
Well, I suppose it would do, yeah. Well, you're just going to have to bear with me then. Shall I introduce the bloody thing anyway, as Tom O'Connor?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Introduce it as Tom O'Connor, and then we'll play the game, and I'll just imaginarise what's... You're all right? You're all right, Tom?
Yes, I'm just...
You right, Tom?
That's classic radio.
Tom?
Yeah, right. I'm all right. I'm just... I'm just warming up. I can't... I'm very bad at doing a Liverpudlian accent.
Well, see how long you can hold it. If it goes halfway in, don't worry. Let's get into Lucky Ladders.
Crosswits. We've already done Lucky fucking Ladders.
Crosswits.
Right, okay. Here we go. Crosswits. That's a round of applause, isn't it?
I thought it was Tom O'Connor limbering up.
No, I want... clearing my throat? Crosswits!
Okay.
Right, welcome back to Crosswits with me, Tom O'Connor. I'll be your host, Tom O'Connor. And I've got Clive with me today. Hello, Clive.
Hello, Tom.
It's nice to see you. Are you having a lovely day?
I'm having a lovely day today, Tom.
Okay, Clive. Now, you can see your cross word there, can you?
Well, no, but I'm imagining it.
Okay, Clive. Right. You've got a choice between one across, two across, one down, or two down.
Right. How does that work?
Well, what do you want as a clue, Clive?
I have one across.
Right, yeah, hang on. There goes the voice. I can't do that voice.
It's all right.
I'm just no good at Liverpudlians.
Okay.
Right, anyway, the doctor, what rhymes with poo? What could that possibly be, Clive?
Doctor Who?
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 Doctor Who?
Yeah, no, just who. W-H-O. I nearly said H-W-O. You've nearly confused me, Clive.
So do I have to write this down?
Yeah, who. One across. W-H-O.
Got it.
Right, so what do you want next? Do you want one across? No, you've had that. You
one
want one
down.
Across, two across? No, you've had one across. Do you want two across, one down, or two bloody down?
One down, please.
Right, one down. Right, it's the word shit, only with a different letter in it.
But it begins with W.
No, because, wait a minute. No, you see, the shit word, but with a different letter in it, intersects the thingy. So the O of the... Oh, I'm giving it away, it's shot.
Well, hang on, one across was who?
Yeah, one across is who, one down is shot.
It can't be, though, because one across begins with a W, so one down would have to begin with a W. So
yeah, but
shot.
I've got one down going using the O as through shot. Do you see?
Have you ever done a crossword, Tom?
Yes, I've done loads. Like
they have them in Liverpool, do they?
Yeah, they have them loads. Like so,
right.
you understand now fundamentally where you're going wrong, Clive?
So well, I'm not going wrong, am I? Because I've got two right.
Right. So what do you want next? You want two across? Or do you want two down, Clive?
Two across, please.
Two across, right? It's the not the defecating article, Clive. It's the definite article.
The definite article. Where does this sit on the grid?
This starts with T at the bottom of shot. So logically, Clive, it is of course two across.
Well, that doesn't make sense.
Mm. It does, Clive. Can you see?
So, it begins with T, it's definite article, three letters?
Yep.
It's the.
That's right, Clive, well done. So, you're nearly there. At the question that's inside this fiendish crossword. Do you understand, Clive?
Yeah, I think so.
Lovely. Right, so your last question is, put your hands up. Varmint, you're under arrest. Who would say that?
Those sound like the words of Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam. No.
How many letters have I got?
You've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Clive. Can you hear me, Clive?
I can hear you. Hello?
Hello?
So, is it Sheriff?
It is, Clive, yes, you've got it. So, from your fiendish crossword, you should now have a question.
Who shot the sheriff?
Who shot the sheriff? So, who was that, Clive?
It was either Bob Marley or Eric Clapton.
Ooh, you're very close. It was he shot the sheriff, Clive, he did.
What, Tom O'Connor shot the sheriff?
No, not Tom O'Connor. No, I'm Tom O'Connor.
Who's he?
Hey, the bloke in this, I shot the sheriff. Him.
Yeah, that was either Bob Marley or Eric Clapton.
No, it wasn't. It was, I shot the sheriff. So that makes it him. He shot the sheriff, didn't he?
Yeah, Bob or Eric.
Right, well, we're onto the crossfire round. So, right. As you know, Clive, are you there?
Yeah, did I win that round?
No. So, as you know, you're now going to get five rapid-fire clues, Clive. Are you with me?
Yep.
Would you like to know the details of the fabulous holiday you could win?
Yep, please, yes.
Over to you, Graham. Right, I'm Graham now, yeah?
Hello, Graham.
Hello. Right, Skegness, Sun, Sand, Sea and Chronic Diarrhea. If you correctly answer all of today's clues, Clive, you and your family could soon be shitting your way to an early grave at the exclusive Butlins Holiday Resort, Ingermells. Donkey rides, knobbly knee contest and horrendous dysentery are a mere 5 right answers away. Good luck, Clive. Well, there you go. That was Graham with your fabulous holiday prize. Are you looking forward to that, Clive?
I'm having a lovely day.
Lovely? Right. First question. The stench off of Godley and cream makes me want to do what, Clive? What does it make me want to do?
The what off what?
The stench off of Godley and cream makes me want to do what, Clive?
Godley and cream?
Yeah, Godley and cream. The singers.
What's that?
One looks like him off of the Troggs and the other one's got a beard.
Is this a reference I'm not getting?
It's that song, you don't know what you had to eat my brains, I don't know, that one.
No, I'm not familiar with that, I'm afraid, Tom.
They make me want to cry, Clive.
Do they?
Yeah, they do. Hang on, let me just compose me. Right, okay, right, now, question 2. His name's like some dinner for this fat American singer.
His name is like some dinner for this fat American singer.
Yes, you see, Clive?
Not really, no. Can I have a clue?
Well, his name's like some dinner, Clive. Who's got a name like some dinner and is from America?
Well, dinner could be many things, couldn't it? It could be a pie, chips, ham.
Fish and chips?
Is it Pete Fish and Chips?
Pete Fish? No. Oh, you're close, Clive. It's meatloaf.
Oh, blast.
Off of the America.
I've never had meatloaf for dinner, have you?
No, I haven't. No, to me it just looks like they've got a load of mince and stuck it all together with breadcrumbs and then they just slice it up like it's a loaf.
Well, that's not dinner, is it?
It's not really, no, it's just a load of mince. I mean, for a start off, where's the, there's only 2 things you can do with mince, as far as I'm concerned. It's your bollock, your spag bol the bugger, yeah?
Yeah.
Or your beef burger it. There's nothing else you can do with mince, is there?
We can't just have meatloaf for dinner, because admittedly, not one person on the planet likes vegetables.
No.
But you've got to have vegetables.
Well, yeah, because you need something to counterbalance your mouthfuls of meat and make the meat last longer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right, so I got those 2 right. What's the next one?
Right, Cher's let herself go, hasn't she?
And that's the question?
Yeah, that's the question, Clive.
She has, yeah.
Lovely. Right. Your 4th question, this singer definitely isn't a virgin, is she, Clive?
Madonna?
Yeah, that's right, yes. And for your final question, to win the holiday... Ah! Excuse me. To win the holiday to Skegness, who shot the sheriff, Clive?
He did.
Oh, it's I did. Oh, I'm sorry about that, Clive. You lost.
Tom O'Connor shot the sheriff.
No, I shot the sheriff. I shot the sheriff. Do you see?
Not really, no.
Well, that's it from Crosswits for this week. I'm very sorry that nobody won the holiday. I assume next week it'll roll over into some sort of shitting holiday, somewhere slightly more exotic. Where's more exotic than Skegness, Clive?
Well, there are a few places more exotic. Maybe Hunstanton?
Hunstanton, that's quite upmarket, isn't it? That's pride of East Anglia.
But hang on, I got loads of questions right on that. I solved the first round of who shot the sheriff. And then in the second round, I got probably about 4 out of 5 right.
Yeah, but you didn't win the crossfire round, Clive.
Right, shall I just go home then?
Yeah, sorry about that. You did win Lucky Ladders, though.
No, it's all right. I've had a lovely day.
Well, bully for you.
Watching TV in our pants. Get up the minute genders. It's watch with mothers. It's watch with mothers.